My name is Diana Cervantes, and today I'm going to be discussing infection control training and certification, the lessons we've learned from public health epidemiologists and infection preventionists. So in October of 2014, the North Texas area became the focal point for Ebola in the developed countries, as the first case in the United States was diagnosed and treated in Dallas, Texas. And as many of you may recall, maybe shudder a little bit, that we did we had a big push to do infection control training and implementation on PPE, and that further solidified the bridge between healthcare and public health. So it was in this time that we really noted that we really needed to increase and enhance infection control capacity in two main areas. The first was competency and infection control. So most epidemiologists and most infection preventionists that go into the field, they don't have formal training in infection control that has been assessed by an exam or some other methods. And also collaboration. So both IPs and EPIs, they have different perspectives on their views on infection control issues and the way they may follow up on infection control issues, and many times that is guided by the laws and the policies that regulate their field. So it's important for them to be able to collaborate so they know how they need to work together to effectively approach those infection control issues. So, of course, this is Texas, and I'm going to just give you a little background of just to give you context where this program took place. So it took place in the North Texas region right here, Region 2-3. A little bit about Region 2-3, it is a 49-county region. It's pretty large, 7.7 million population. It has a little less than 200 general hospitals and a little over 1,200 licensed facilities. So, of course, in particular, this area being as large and having as many facilities, we felt it was very important here to have this infection control training and knowledge assessment, and that's why we determined to have this program. And the program had three main objectives. The first is to, of course, offer standardized training to IPs and to EPIs in a mixed learning environment, again, so they could really learn from each other's viewpoints and their insight. And, of course, to assess the infection control knowledge post-training. So it was a year-long program, and the intent was to have two cohorts of 10 public health epidemiologists and 10 infection preventionists, so it would be a total of 40 participants. And the eligibility, the selection criteria was basically based loosely on the CBIC, the Certification Board for Infection Control, their eligibility criteria to sit for the CIC exam. But we also included that you needed to be from the North Central Texas region. So the participants were provided a variety of reference materials. They were required to attend a two-day certification prep course. And then we had optional monthly conference calls in which our healthcare-associated infections epidemiologist, she went over a variety of infection control issues that would be covered on the exam. So just very brief overview. We had 152 applicants. The majority of them, no surprise, were from IPs. And what I just want to highlight is the IPs, we had 23 IPs that actually completed the course. So we went initially 20 and only 16 EPIs, and that's because of dropout and because we had such a larger pool of IPs as applicants. So overall, instead of 40, we had 39 people that completed the program, and 19 IPs, 83%, earned their certificate, and for EPIs, 12, 75% earned their CIC. So overall, it was 79% of participants that finished the program became certified. So just to discuss some of the differences we noted in people who finished the program and earned their CIC and those who didn't. So for IPs, compared to those who were not certified, those who were certified, they had a higher degree of education, although they had less work experience. Whereas for EPIs, the education was equivalent, but they did tend to have more work experience than those who did not earn certification, and they did attend a couple more calls. So in summary, we were actually surprised by participant dropout because we were basically offering free certification, which is a $350 test. But we did have 9 EPIs and 7 IPs that dropped out, and the IP stated that it was just workload and just time that they couldn't commit to. And for EPIs, it was because of staff turnaround, so people who just left public health practice. And also of the 12 epidemiologists that became certified, 2 jumped ship to become IPs. So we had some health departments weren't very happy about that. So they, in the future, they wanted to consider maybe some different restrictions to their participants on who would be able to be part of this program in the future. We, of course, had some good benefits of this program. The first being that, of course, we had some epidemiologists who became certified, and so they're able to demonstrate competency. Oh, competency. She told me 2 minutes. I'm like, I got plenty of time. Competency through certification and then IPs as well. And this was a really great way for our HI Epi to network with our participants, so that really helped. And also, this became a statewide initiative, this type of program.
All right, did Jacob Melson make it in? No. Okay, so we have, I think, like 45 minutes for questions, and then also for people to share whatever else they wanted to share that they kind of couldn't.